positive for whitefish, and I think that's against a backdrop of a hard number of years for the whitefish sector. But it is looking at increases in the haddock of about 42% in parts of the northwest in Area 6, and 20% increases in monkfish and megrim. And I think it's positive. Obviously, it's allowing for new rules around discards. But from speaking to different people in Greencastle within the sector this morning, it's been welcomed. Now, obviously, there are issues around herring, and there is a decision made around the possibility of a commercial fishery in herring later this year. Been looking at scientific, further scientific advice and finding out what could they possibly look at a herring, a commercial fishery in herring in the northwest. It's a resounding success for, you know, people who have made the commitment, and I know a lot of young fishermen have invested in the whitefish sector, and I think it's a positive news story. Obviously, there's still constraints and there's still challenges, and I know there's a few issues in the pelagic sector, but within the whitefish sector, which has suffered enormously over the last sort of 10 to 15 years, this is a good news story, and obviously it's about building on that, and certainly I would like to acknowledge all the different representative groups that worked hard, and sometimes the officials do get a hard time even within the Department of the Marine in relation to the fishing sector, but I think this was a two-day negotiation that was positive, and positive for the Northwest, and positive for our fishing industry.